The following show contains explicit content.
Talk Radio Meltdown presents Chatty Wampus, a podcast about things and stuff.
Hold on. Your mic's not.
Fuck. Hello, everyone. Welcome. My pinky doesn't work as good as I thought it did. Fuck.
You're getting used to it. Don't worry.
I'm trying. I got some stuff, but
it's
I missed starting the show.
You're getting better.
Meh. Whatever.
Yeah, you know what? When mistakes happen, that's how you learn from them.
That's how we learn.
There's a reason why this song is not playing and not the usual Magic Man song that is normally playing at the beginning of every Chatty Wampus episode, is because it's the 13th episode.
Ah.
So this is called Lucky 13th by the Smashing Pumpkins, and
yay!
Yay!
Good luck, everyone!
And there it goes.
Yep, and Nicole's running the show tonight again.
Unfortunately? Because I fucked up from the get-go.
That's okay. I fuck things up all the time.
Yeah, that's true. You have a special guest. Can I introduce our special guest?
Go right ahead.
From the very well-known and very popular podcast, Talk Radio Meltdown, I bring to you, our listeners of Chatty Wampus.
Yo, what's up? My name's Sam Davis. See, I can't do it.
I liked it.
A.K.A. Justin.
Yeah, we've got Katie and
Chicken Little, Sam Fuckus.
That was really good.
I love it.
That was good.
Perfect.
I don't remember telling Kate that.
You told me to never do it again.
I don't remember telling you this.
You told me.
Well, that was good. That was funny. That sounded like him.
I've been trying to replicate. Okay, so this coworker, he makes this platypus noise, and I believe him. I believe that this is what a platypus sounds like, and for months I've been trying to do it. I purr at the dinner menu when we go out by ordering. I decide what I want and I'll point and I'll try to make this noise. Doesn't work. Jack's sitting there like, what the fuck are you doing? I walk around the back rooms of the store. Every time I pick something up, I try to make the noise. Doesn't work. People have just come to like accept it
that, you're
that
making
I'm
noises?
Going to make this noise and that I'm failing. Nope.
That's what they sound like?
Nope, it's not. That was closer, but that, damn it.
They purr? I want to, like,
I don't
look
know.
That up
I have
now.
No idea, but he's like, this is a platypus noise, and he made this noise.
I think we need to look this up.
And I believed him, because why would you lie to me about that?
That's a good point. It's a very random thing. Okay, so I've got a video called Call of the Platypus.
Yep.
I don't know if I should play this or platypus noises.
I don't know. I can't actually see anything past my arm.
Let's try it.
Let's see. See what we got.
Yeah. That sounds just like you.
That is terrifying.
With the water sound effect, too, it sounds like after Taco Bell.
You have to hear Evan do it. Like, I'm like tempted to call him and get him to do it.
Just have him do it on the phone.
Be like, Evan, I know you probably have 12 bottles of wine stacked in your arms right now, but stop.
Like, can you please make this platypus noise for me?
Yeah.
Kate's real good at just making random noises.
Well, that's why he did it. He tried to find a noise that I couldn't do because he's heard my elephant, and everyone at the store is impressed by my elephant.
I haven't heard your elephant.
I have to do a trunk with it.
Okay, yeah. All right, I feel like I'm on a safari.
I'm wearing chapstick, so it's not coming out right.
Crikey, stingray don't piss me hot.
No, because my lip is sticking my... No, my God. I'm just going to go home.
No.
Okay, bye, Kate. Thanks for coming over.
I'm going to take my sandwich supplies and leave.
You brought sandwich supplies.
You told me to bring sandwich supplies.
Because you're a good woman, that's why.
You don't remember anything you tell her, do you?
What?
Oh, God. All right. So, Chatty Wampus.
Yeah.
Episode 13.
Lucky 13,
which is funny because Friday is the 13th.
Yes, it is. And
And
this is always my favorite kind of show to do because Chatty Wumps is supposed to happen after Talk Radio Meltdown. And because neither Nicole and I are going to be around this weekend, we are doing Chatty Wumps before Talk Radio Meltdown. So it's that great moment where you're trying to question where anything we talk about is going to be topical still.
Come
3 days from now. Because it's, what's today? Today is the 11th
today
of June.
Wednesday.
Yeah, the 11th of June. So this will air on the 14th, I think?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So
we're in the future right now.
Yes, and I'm just going to say it right now. Rest in peace, Casey Kasem.
Wait. He hasn't died.
Okay, at the time of recording, he hasn't died yet. But by the time this actually airs on More Like Radio, he could be dead.
He could be. He's in rough shape. He's not doing that good.
You have the article. I apparently didn't save it to my computer, but I guess they stopped. His family stopped giving him like nutrients and water and food and stuff. Like they have stopped feeding him because they've determined that it's too painful to actually feed him because that would actually keep him alive.
Keep him going.
Yeah.
Well. Wait a second. All right. So his daughter, Carrie Kasem, initially implemented the end-of-life measures on June 6th. On Monday, Murphy, who's fucking someone, a judge named Murphy, ordered the reinstatement of feeding and other care while the family was being consulted.
He must have a do not resuscitate order then.
Probably. But I think he's currently being fed, but his daughter can stop it whenever she wants.
I feel like they did this. Remember Terry Schiavo? Remember that whole case?
Yeah.
That was like 10 years ago now.
But that was, I think, one of the first big things that even brought it into light. Like, what do you do?
I feel like
in this situation.
Well, is he a complete vegetable?
No, but he's on his last legs, though.
Yeah, he's not doing good.
That's the difference, though, between these two, is she was a complete potato.
Yeah. Well, he's got some form of dementia that exhibits signs of Alzheimer's. So he requires 24-hour care.
Wasn't he lost?
Someone, I think, took him and they filed it as a missing persons report.
They took Casey Kasem.
Yeah.
Like, that makes me sound really insensitive.
He was later found in a grocery store naked. Doesn't remember where he was.
But he was doing a request for a little girl in Topeka, Kansas. I'm Casey Kasem.
New Mexico, Jack. What? That was a Breaking Bad reference.
No, I know. I know. We're having a fight.
Are you fighting?
The way she said that was like, we're going to step outside right now and deal with this.
Okay, actually, this is confusing. So Judge Murphy determined that giving Kasem food and fluids would be harmful, cause more pain. But then Murphy ordered the reinstatement of feeding and other care, while a court-appointed attorney consulted, with Casey Kasem and doctors, so they're talking to him?
Can he
say stop feeding me if he can talk?
Well, that's the thing, because he's got some form of crazy dementia. I mean, is he coherent enough to even make these decisions?
Well, that's why it's up to his daughter, but they have to at least keep him informed.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure...
We're killing you.
I'm sure he understands the risks. He's probably just forgetting it, like, 10 minutes later. He probably forgets where he is. He probably has no idea what's going on. He might even think it's, like, a different year, you know?
Maybe. That's really sad.
Yeah. I mean, he's clearly not all there. He's 82 years old.
He's 82.
Once you get in this threshold, that's acceptable death time.
He had a really good run.
Yeah. I mean, people consider him to be a pioneer, you know? The whole top 40 thing is synonymous with Casey Kasem.
Oh, yeah. You can't think of something like that without thinking of Casey.
Yeah.
And his voice, even, I haven't heard his voice in so long, but I can still cue it up in my brain.
He's Shaggy from Scooby-Doo.
Is he Shaggy?
He's Shaggy.
From the original Scooby-Doo?
Yeah. He was the voice of Shaggy.
Zoinks?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding. He was voicing Shaggy or doing voices for Scooby-Doo up until, like, 2008. Yeah.
Holy shit.
Around the time he started losing his mind, he was still active.
My brain has just been bukkakied.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he was a popular figure back in the 60s and the 70s, so...
That would make sense.
I mean, it's like an on-demand sort of thing, you know? It's almost like Ryan Seacrest now, you know? I think even Ryan Seacrest even is sort of like the next incarnation of Casey Kasem.
Yeah, that's a good point.
They do the same thing. I think they even work at the same radio station.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but I guarantee, I mean, I might be completely wrong. This is really now a 50-50 toss-up, but I guarantee by the time this show airs on the 14th, he might already be dead, because they're already talking about how they're cutting him off from feeding him now. It's only a matter of days.
And the medication and fluids and stuff.
Unfortunately, this is the humane way of doing this.
Yeah, the humane way of killing someone is through starvation.
Yeah, no, Jack Kevorkian had the humane way of doing it.
Who was that?
He was the right to die doctor. He was the guy, the suicide doctor. He was the one that had the device that could kill you, because it was like the first drug knocked you out and the next two drugs were some combination of cyanide. Yeah.
So that was a little unexpected.
Yeah.
We lost power mid conversation.
You know, I've been doing this for 5 years and I've never lost power in the middle of the show. But I was absolutely floored, because we use Audacity to record all the shows.
Yep.
And Audacity recovered the entire 10 minutes right up to when the power went out.
That's perfect.
It recovered everything. Just booted the computer back up and it was right there. And I've actually feared this.
Well, now you know what it's going to do.
I know. And thank God. Thank God you were running the show, because this is a learning experience.
What do you mean, thank God? Because immediately Kate brought up a wonderful point. She's like, this is what happens, Jack.
Yeah.
When you have Nicole behind the board.
It was a joke. I didn't think it was actually going to happen.
Well,
see,
now we know.
But now you're prepared for this kind of thing.
Yes, I'm just going to do that shocked noise that I do.
I've been doing it for 5 years, and I've kind of like mentally got myself like, what do I do if I ever lose a show because of like a power outage or something? Well, I'll cry.
You can do that.
And then like the second time I actually am sitting in the co-host seat and it happens. But you know what? That's a good way to learn. I don't know. I mean, my whole mindset with this kind of thing is I've always been thrown into the wolf's den. So to speak, when every job I've ever had, it's always been like, oh, it's your second day working here. Learn.
Have at.
Yeah. So that's unfortunately how I've always approached new jobs and new tasks. So
you're throwing me to the wolves.
You recovered quite nicely.
I did nothing, but oh well. But yeah, so we were having an intense conversation.
Yeah, we were talking about Casey Kasem, and he's on his deathbed,
yes.
And I predicted that he's going to be dead by the day the show airs. And I mentioned Jack Kevorkian and the suicide machine that he had, and Kate had mentioned that machine is basically what they give to death row.
Yes. I think that's where we...
that's where we left off.
We were lost. So if you want to pick up where that left off...
You know, you didn't need to explain all of that.
Oh, wait,
because everyone that's listening just heard it with no interruption.
I needed to remember where we were, though. I needed to ramp myself up.
Well, you could have also listened to the audio.
Oh, I did.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Like 2 minutes ago.
But I needed
And we discussed how I was going to come back with, yeah, and then finish my sentence.
Hey, I cut myself off mid-sentence. I was leaving the door open for you.
But you cut yourself off at the wrong point, because I finished with the word, yeah.
That's
so you even
point.
Stopped at the wrong word. Now I have to stop with eights, right? Because you said inm.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we could do that.
All right, so
okay.
Let's rewind, rewind. All right, power came out, and now we're back.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, thanks for listening to the Chatty Wampus.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
And that's why it's controversial.
All right. Well, there we go.
Although, didn't something happen where I think a state or a place was trying this new formula for putting down, basically, inmates, and one guy ended up having, like, a terrible reaction to it and started spasming, and it was totally non-humane whatsoever.
That was recently, wasn't it?
That was
recently.
Yeah,
and he lived, and then people were like, well, he survived the killing, so now you can't kill him again.
Yeah.
And he should walk.
That's a good point.
Yeah, that
was... How fucked up is he, though? Because that... Apparently, it was excruciating. Like, I mean, they're injecting you with...
It's... I mean, people have survived before... both
with lethal injection?
Yeah, lethal injection, hanging, the electric chair.
Jeez.
I mean, I'm sure a lot of people don't
instantly die with like a firing squad either.
Isn't that the scene in The Green Mile? They botched the guy in the electric chair.
That happens a lot. That's why they don't use the electric chair. Because it's hard to get the voltage. Either you do it way too high and they explode.
Oh my God.
Tookie Williams. He was the founder of the Crips. They executed him by lethal injection. And his arms were absolutely massive. Like, this guy was a fucking tank.
Yeah, because it would take a lot more to take down, like, Big Red than it would to take down me.
Right, yeah. And this guy, that
makes sense, yeah.
They couldn't find his veins. And his last words were looking at the doctor that was trying to do the injection and getting pissed off at him and said, "Are you sure you're doing that right?" Those were his last words.
That is badass.
He was impatient. He wanted to die. He's like, "Okay, you guys can get it." Because they denied his pardon. It was big news. They denied his pardon at like 0 hour.
Oh my God.
And he was just like, "Well, all right, you guys are going to kill me. So hurry up and do it.
Let's just have it done." Yeah.
And they couldn't do it.
That is crazy.
Yeah. So that's, you know, they just a humane way out. That's what I say.
Well, I mean, you'd like to think that. You know, but apparently either it was a new formula or that guy had a really bad reaction.
Really,
to
they
it,
should just shoot him like in the head. Guillotine.
Casey,
bring back the guillotine.
Yeah.
Quick and simple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember,
painless. You sever as soon as you sever the brainstem, whatever.
No nerves. Yeah.
You're like, you're done. But if you get the injection, like, I'm allergic to everything.
Yeah.
So I'm probably just going to walk away covered in hives forever.
Ugh.
Different states have different rules. And regulations
do they?
On well, it's their definition of what the humane, most humane way to die is. And
there's no humane way. You're killing them.
Well, yeah, I mean, but
they're in prison and they did something bad enough to warrant death row, and then you can argue, well, what if it's an innocent person? If it's an innocent person, chances are they won't be immediately put down. They'll be there long enough with plenty of retrial and appeals and all that. They don't just kill people just to kill people.
Yeah. Unless we're talking like a genocide or something like that. I think that's the only time
I don't think we're talking about genocide.
You're talking about killing people just to kill people.
Yeah, but we're talking about
in the prison.
Yeah, I know.
And that's like the number one thing that's against it is, well, what if you have an innocent person in there? If he's innocent, chances are he's not going to end up on death row.
Exactly.
Because they have to have so much evidence and he has to have done so much shit to end up there.
Yeah.
They're not just going to put, you know, some guy that robbed a couple banks and like maybe shot a guy. Like, it's,
he'd get it's years people, and maybe life in prison.
Yeah, but they're not just going to put him down.
Yeah.
But for people who are medically ill and can't function and all this stuff, I think the best thing to do would probably, I don't know, and too much anesthesia or something like that. Because if you starve them, if they're still aware, they're going to feel pain and they're going to be sick and they're going to snap and want food and water, and there's nothing preventing them from getting up and running to the bathroom and grabbing a drink from the faucet or something.
Yeah.
If you poison them, it's going to hurt either their stomach or their esophagus or whatever, and they're still going to feel pain, or they could just vomit it back up.
That's suffering there.
That's why I like
And even with the lethal injection, you got to knock them out completely first.
That's why I like Kevorkian suicide machine.
Yeah.
It did the trick, and just fortunately, not many people agreed with that. I'd agreed with it. I don't know. I was a proponent of it. I think there's even a state that just recently passed essentially a right to die physician-assisted suicide bill.
You should be allowed to,
yeah.
In my opinion.
Especially with a physician who knows what's going to kill you, because a lot of people who, you know, are sick and want... What did I just watch? Shit. Igby Goes Down. It's Kieran Culkin, and I can't remember the brother's name. Was the mother Susan Sarandon? The mother was like a well-known actress. It's on Netflix. It was actually a pretty good movie. But she's sick. She has breast cancer. I'm going to ruin it for everyone.
Spoilers.
She's got breast cancer. And she has been fighting it for a long time, and she's not getting any better, and it's actually getting worse, and now it's spread, and she's going to die. She knows she's going to die, but she's rich, she's old money, and she wants to die, you know, looking classy and still cute and with her hair and all this stuff. So she arranges for the sons to poison her ice cream, because that way she won't taste it. It's in the ice cream, and it looks like she was just eating ice cream, whatever, in bed. They poison her ice cream. She starts to, you know, like, get wobbly or whatever. And then you put the bag over her head. They did the same thing in Nip Tuck. Is they, one of the girlfriends, they gave her a whole bunch of, like, painkillers and stuff like that. She drank some milk, and then he put a bag over her head. So she gets knocked out, and then she suffocates. Okay. But she doesn't struggle because she's unconscious because she took all these pain meds, whatever, sleeping pills, I don't know, whatever. You take the milk so it settles your stomach. You're not going to puke it up. And then you put the bag over your head, leave it there for a couple minutes. She doesn't struggle. You don't thrash. You're not really in pain. You're not terrified. You're asleep.
And then you just go.
Yep.
Now, what if we had to put me down? I can't have milk or a regular ice cream.
So we knock you out, and then we just inject milk into you
via
an IV.
We give you all the milk.
You hook me up to an udder, and just
How about we take you out for ice cream, and then
let's make it worth it. Let's just have the pudding fight. That's scary.
Okay. Okay. I was gonna say we take her out for ice cream, and then just punch her in the face and knock her out. So
I would
at least she's
love
unconscious.
To go for ice cream.
Yeah. Well, it's the weather has not been.
The weather is perfect for ice cream. It's not raining. Boom.
Well,
that's one way of looking at it.
And it's not cold.
Oh, you didn't eat dinner yet? Just put in a waffle cone. Brenner.
I like the way you think.
Speaking of things that appease the children, the Magic School Bus apparently is coming back.
Yeah. It's a CGI.
Yeah, but it's going to be on Netflix, too. So
yeah, but CGI.
Everything's CGI now. Well, remember, too.
It's already on Netflix, I thought.
Powerpuff Girls. Remember we watched the one-off episode of the Powerpuff Girls that was made this past year?
I love Powerpuff Girls.
And they announced it was going to be in CGI, and everyone was all butthurt because they thought it was going to look like, you know, like every Pixar movie has come out. And it was like hand-drawn animation that they converted into CGI. So it wasn't bad. It looked exactly as the old cartoons did.
But Magic School Bus is supposed to be terrible on purpose.
Yeah.
I never liked Magic School Bus. I didn't. And I'll say it. I didn't like it.
I was a Magic School Bus fan. I had a crush.
I was too.
I had a crush on Miss Frizzle.
I was going to say on Miss Frizzle.
Oh, you would.
And I always.
She reminds me, one of my art history professors was Miss Frizzle. If Miss Frizzle was like 55, 60.
Was human.
And then there was Arnold. Don't forget Arnold. He was
kid.
He was like the pussy of the group. He looked like, you know, he looked like.
That kid is the kid that like ODs. Underneath the bleachers in high school at the homecoming game.
He was Arthur. He looked like Arthur. Remember Arthur on PBS?
I didn't like Arthur either.
What kind of childhood shows did you grow up with?
Rugrats.
Okay, that's acceptable.
Exactly. Right. Seriously, shit. And Looney Tunes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
All right.
Tiny Toons is my jam.
Oh, see, I never liked Looney Tunes or Tiny Toons.
I liked Looney Tunes. I also liked, you know, all of the, just like the old school cartoons. Speedy Gonzalez and Bugs. Well, he was a Looney Tune.
See, I never liked Scooby.
See, I didn't like Scooby.
I didn't like
Betty Boop.
Yeah, she was good.
I used to watch I Love Lucy and the Munsters and then like Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Not
everyone
bad.
Everyone watched Power
That's
Rangers.
What I watched
I didn't
when
watch
I was
Power
little.
Rangers.
If you were born in the
80s Honeymooners,
or 90s.
Because I used to sleep in my grandmother's house a lot.
So that's
so
we used to watch all
those.
Like the old sitcoms.
Yeah.
Oh man, when I went to my grandmother's house, it was all because it was always on a weekend, so it was on, you know, Saturdays we'd go down. So on PBS Saturday nights, that's what she would always watch. It was always like these like really crazy British dramas. Like
oh,
I remember I think Felicity was might have been Felicity. I mean, thinking of a completely different
we
show,
used to
but
watch
that was
Seventh Heaven at Meme's house. But my grandfather, Pepe, used to like to be the first person to get any kind of new technology for just, I don't know, it was just his thing.
Yeah.
So he had all of the retro gaming systems, like, first in line, and then when he died, I got them all.
Yeah, you have a boxed
Not bad.
NES, and your parents' basement somewhere.
Yeah, somebody dropped it when we moved 10 years ago, and it split clean in half. So if you put three encyclopedias on top, that's just enough to make all of the circuits connect again. And then you can have your fun.
I'm sure you could. Now, there's.
I could probably just duct tape it together.
Yeah.
Look, I saw a picture of someone who built a guitar out of an NES. I'm sure you could find someone who's willing to reassemble and rebuild your NES.
I'm not going to pay that kind of money to have it rebuilt when I could go to That's Entertainment and get another one for like $50.
That's a good point.
Would you get the original kind or would you get a top loader?
I would get the original because I have the original.
I preferred top loader.
Yeah.
But, we were talking about what our grandparents made us watch. So my grandma would make me watch Hercules and Xena.
I loved Xena. I loved those. I watched those all on my time.
What was Xena's girlfriend's name? The blonde girl.
Gabrielle?
Yeah, she was gorgeous.
The one with the stick?
Yep.
Yep, I remember her. She was cool.
Didn't she fall into a volcano?
Didn't they, like, love each other? Or, like, they did, like, weird lesbian-y
things? They do. Yeah, they do a lot of things.
I had a feeling. Hot. I have a feeling, like, they killed her off at some point, and they, like, threw her into a volcano.
They do that a lot, though, with those. They do that. They kill them, and then they bring them back. It's like Power Rangers or Dragon Ball.
Dragon Balls.
X-Men.
Yeah.
Dragon Balls.
That's what I used to watch. I used to watch all the Marvel comics. I used to watch the Spider-Man animated show, the X-Men 90s show, Iron Man. And then Batman Begins.
Yeah, I watched Batman.
I used to watch The Adventures of Lois and Clark.
Nice. You were on top of your shit.
I'm only asking this on there just because of the power outage. How many minutes into this recording are we now?
I've been keeping tabs on that, and we are 16 minutes in. So plus the 10 minutes, we're at 26. We're about halfway.
Yep. We'll do this, and then we can do this, and we can go to break.
All right. That means Jack has to poop.
Probably.
I wouldn't be able to get
how
it.
Soon
I wouldn't
before
be able to get it done
a break.
I wouldn't be able to get it done in the 10 minutes that we would have for the break.
You can't take a shit in 10 minutes.
I have to cleanse.
If you put your feet up.
There you go. It makes it more natural.
Like, I don't want to be rushed. I can't be rushed.
You want to enjoy
it? That's my me time.
Okay. That's my me time.
And how come every single time I go to pee, you yell at me to hurry up?
Well, that's because you're a woman. I mean, I'm already waiting long
enough. You don't get
for
me time. That's awful.
Because when I go to take a leak, I mean, I'm in and out in about a minute tops.
Well,
two minutes.
Pee when my tank is full.
Yeah, so do I.
When my tank is full.
See, I hate to pull the MS card out, but
But he's going
to
do it anyway.
Speaking of tanks, this is the second time that I put gas in my car, and it cost me $50, and I didn't even fill it.
Because you got a big car.
How big is your tank?
18 gallons.
Jeez.
As opposed to my 11 gallons last time. So, I mean, it kind of evens out because the mileage is about the same.
Do you have a V4 or a V6?
I don't know.
We'll find out.
The interior is black.
Okay.
It's a Subaru.
It lights up red on the inside.
Whatever usually comes in a really nice Subaru Legacy, that's what Kate has.
It's the premium.
Yeah.
Okay.
Adam Green, who's a film director, we had on the show a couple of years ago. He was actually the guest we had when Red spurted out his most infamous verbal diarrhea moment.
That creepy in a way.
Yeah.
Oh, that
yeah,
one. Yeah. Okay. I was trying to think. I was like, I was just wading through a river of verbal diarrhea, but yes.
He, well, there are like seven.
That's the problem. Anyway.
He just posted on Facebook. Apparently today is the 32nd anniversary of E.T. And I
really?
Saw. Yeah.
Ouch.
Our friend Bianca.
I'm going to say, should we call Bianca?
Yeah, Bianca's, she's petrified of E.T. She's absolutely petrified of E.T. When I saw something cool on Reddit today, it was, Steven Spielberg and George Lucas would do this thing where if they both had movies come out at the same time, they would, or within like maybe a year of each other, they would congratulate each other with a very like very detailed image that someone would paint out and send to the other director. So I believe Lucas sent one to Spielberg in 1982 after E.T. came out, and it was a congratulations letter, and it was this awesome painted picture of the entire, all the characters from Star Wars holding E.T.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's creepy.
And then, what was it? I think it was Attack of the Clones had, is that episode two? Tactical Clones. I think it is.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I'm not sure.
I'm sad that you're asking these questions.
Well, disclaimer, I've only seen one Star Wars movie, and it's the original slash episode 4. But there is...
please.
There is one scene where they have... there's like this big... something going on. There's E.T. and his family are off in these stands. There's like a bunch of stands everywhere, and E.T. is there. It's his cameo appearance. Is there for like 2 seconds, but...
That's cool, though.
Little nod from Spielberg. Yeah. There's probably so many people listening to this right now who are just like, I want to find Jack and just snap his neck.
I think people think that often.
Yeah, but especially now, I just tried to pull a reference out of my ass that I'm not familiar with.
Well, that's what happens when you need to poop.
And of all things, Star Wars.
You get pooped all over the story.
Yeah. Do you want to intro the song we're going to play?
Can I intro it with my amazing news first?
Yeah.
It's not so much amazing, but like a month ago, I worked, I did some makeup and sound work on a movie for the 48-hour film project in Boston, and the movie is finally on YouTube.
And what's it called?
It's called Reggie's Invitation.
Yep.
And people should Google it. It will be the only video. So far, it has 8 views.
That's awesome.
Let's see if it can get into double digits.
That means 8 people have watched it and enjoyed it.
And I think 3 of those people are me.
And one of them was me.
Oh, yes, you're right. So
it was good. And the chick that played the main character was absolutely banging.
She was awesome. Yeah. It was a good time. But yeah, that was fun. I enjoyed it. And people should look at it. Yes. But yeah, here's some spoon.
Spoon.
Some spoon.
Some spoon.
Spoon.
We're rolling.
Radio Meltdown presents
Chatty Wampus.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Featuring Jack Gill and Nicole Mossy.
Saturday's Noon East. Join Halls and Rorschach as they bring you the news you need to get you through your weekend.
Allie, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, Allie, I'm outside right now. It's really boiling hard out here.
Sounds like it. Where are you at? Are you in Antarctica?
Wait a minute, Holly. I see somebody coming toward me. There's a man coming toward me. Hold on a second. What are you doing in my yard? I'm getting too old for this shit.
Hey guys, it's Halls from It's All About Me. Join Rorschach and myself every Saturday from noon to 2 Eastern Time right here on More Like Radio.
Put it on yourself, girl. It's all about you.
Elvis and Albert Show, Thursdays, morelikeradio.com, 5 to 7. I'm Elvis Cage.
I'm Alfred.
I'm Jameson. And on the phone?
It's Bill. I'm phoning in.
Oh, he's phoning it in. Coming to you live from the Halfpenny Pub in Sayville.
That's right. Punk rock music.
Independent music.
And all the rest of the things that we speak about.
Crazy party stuff.
Here on morelikeradio.com.
And elvisandalfred.com, 24-7.
Yeah!
The Elvis and Alfred Show.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
TalkRadioMeltdown.com.
That's our website. We post stuff there.
All brand new episodes of the show will be posted there. You can also download every single show we've ever done. Plus, you'll find everything you need to know about the show, including links to our social media pages, photos, video content, and our iTunes page, TalkRadioMeltdown.com.
Chatty Wampus. Talk Radio Meltdown presents Chatty Wampus.
So, something interesting happened yesterday in Tewksbury.
Technically on the 10th of June, because remember, this is a...
Oh, yeah, I know.
A few days.
But it was yesterday, today.
That's always the weirdest thing about doing shows this early in the week that air later. But yeah, this happened on the 10th.
On Tuesday.
And
in Tewksbury.
Good old Tewksbury, Massachusetts.
Tewksbury.
This is always these weird cases where you just want to know, like, why was this happening? One of those kinds of stories.
What I don't understand, I guess my question is why?
Yeah.
Why? Not so much the act, because I understand this, mm-hmm. but the location.
Yeah.
What the fuck is this?
There's a woman who, a 20-year-old woman who's accused of prostituting inside a library in Tewksbury, Massachusetts.
A public library.
Brittany McIntyre, that's her name, according to CBS Boston. Officers had received a report that she was offering sex for a fee to people in the library. Undercover detectives showed up to investigate. They say McIntyre immediately started talking with one of the officers. Eventually, the two exchanged notes, including one where McIntyre allegedly requested $60 for a sexual act. You can guess where it went from there.
But...
No happy ending.
No happy ending. No, not at all. Can you understand the location? Is she trying to pick up classy, knowledgeable people?
I mean,
does she think nerds are going to be there and they need sex?
There's still a lot of people to go to the library.
That's what I was going to say. Do people go to the library?
And it's in the suburbs, too, so it's not like... I mean, I feel like there's... Because it's in the suburbs, it's a lot, in her mind, maybe easier to pull this off. I don't know. But what I wanted to get was your opinion, Nicole, and Kate's opinion on this girl in general.
Well, I think... I have nothing against prostitution. I'm completely for prostitution. I think it should be legalized and regulated.
Yeah.
I am for it, you know, as long as no one's being taken advantage of.
Yeah.
And that's where, like, the pimps and all that stuff gets, you know, dicey. And, of course, you know, there is the risk of diseases. But I'm sure as with any regulation, you can kind of make things a little bit safer.
Yeah.
You know, make sure that these girls and these men, because I'm sure guys will be prostitutes too, you make sure that they're staying clean and they're being clean about it and they're in a safe environment. I'm completely for prostitution, so that's not my issue here. I don't care. I just don't understand why she went to a library to do this.
What do you, physically though, like, is that,
she's
that picture?
Pretty.
Yeah, you think
she's a pretty girl. She could have been an escort.
I think
so
she's, I think, honestly.
Why didn't she do that?
I think she's gorgeous in that dirty porn star sort of way.
She looks like she's gargled some balls. My throat just said something weird. Sounds like I was gargling balls.
Because I did this because it's the kind of creep I am. Back on the bookmark page there, Nicole, yeah. I actually included the link to her...
her Facebook page? No, yeah. Don't...
I'm not going to give it out on the air. There's more pictures on there. I just want to see what you guys thought.
You're a creep.
He is a creep, but I'm going to pull it up because I am equally creepy, and that's how I do.
Yeah.
I wonder is her Facebook page still up? Oh, she's up. Yeah.
Yes, it is. What do you think?
I don't like her curly hair, and she's doing some duck face.
Yeah.
So that's a little. Her eyebrow game could use a bit of work.
Those giant gold hoops.
They are.
I can't.
Yeah, she's a little sleazy looking.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know,
when I saw that, I'm freaking, because all we saw at first was the mugshot, and then I'm looking at her profile pictures, and there's a couple of them where I'm just kind of like, okay, she ain't too bad looking. She's kind of curvy.
Skanky.
Ain't too bad. Yeah, yeah.
Skanky, absolutely.
But I would take mugshot version of her over everyday version of her any day.
Yeah, she looks a little bit better when she's sweaty.
Sweaty, crying, in jail.
Yeah, you're into some weird shit.
That's every man's dream, Nicole.
Yeah, I'll bet.
If you're playing along at home, Brittany McIntyre is her name, according to CBSBoston.com. This is now public information.
It is. But she's 20. She's young. That's weird because she's young and she looks older.
Yeah.
She looks older than 20.
She's like our
20.
Stripper friend who's our age, but she looks like she's 40. My dad agreed.
Oh.
He said he would not tap that.
Are we talking about Fro's ex-girlfriend?
Nope. No. He liked that one.
Oh, the other stripper friend.
Yes.
Yeah. We have a stripper
who looks like she's 45.
She was a calendar girl for the Mantown for the morning show I used to work on.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I do not know.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad I could creep everyone out with that.
Yeah, that was a little weird. Yeah. let's bring the room down a little bit.
Yeah. Really quick to that song we played going into break was unless you're listening on the More Like Radio feed, in which case that song does not
you
exist.
You didn't hear it at all.
I gotta pull this information up real quick, but it's that song's by Spoon.
It is.
That's a band that I completely forgot about.
You did?
Yeah.
That's a shame.
Like, did they do Mystery Zone? Was that one of their songs?
The one that I remember was The Way We Get By.
Though I think they did the...
Or it's called The Way. I don't remember exactly the title, but I think it's The Way We Get By.
They did The Underdog, I remember, because The Underdog was on the soundtrack for Cloverfield, which also included Coconut Records.
Yes, Coconut Records.
Yeah. That song was called Rent I Pay. It's the first track on her new album. It's called They Want My Soul. Comes out August 5th.
All right.
Had to dig that out from the interwebs.
Oh, thank you.
When
the
power went out, I lost. Like, we had all those windows
Everything
open.
Everything was set up.
Like, even my iPad shut off.
Did it really?
No, I'm just lazy and didn't bring the page up on here. I was kind of hoping I could cover my ass on that one. But
I'm gullible.
I'm just too honest is what I am.
Yes, you're too honest.
If it was like an electromagnetic pulse that had gone off, then yes, my iPad would have been shut off in that power
outage. How crazy would that be if EMPs just started fucking going
off?
That
would be pretty bad because I'm pretty sure the world would be coming to an end.
That's a good point.
EMPs are usually associated with some sort of apocalypse.
Yeah.
Impending apocalypse.
Well, I mean, they were useful in The Matrix.
Yeah.
I digress.
Anyway.
Anyway, Tracy Morgan.
Yeah.
Got fucked up in Jersey.
I'm sure you probably heard about this on Talk Radio Meltdown, too, because I'm probably going to get Red and Mike's opinion on this at some point during episode 239.
Well, did you hear about what happened?
Bits and pieces.
Should we recap the story since Talk Radio Meltdown's going to talk about it first?
Sure.
Okay, so to recap the story.
This episode's all about recaps, isn't it?
I don't know. Tracy Morgan and some friends and whatnot.
James McNair was one of them.
Was he the one who...
He was the one that got killed.
Who passed, yeah. They got fucking rocked when they were coming back from doing a show. So I think they were going north into New York. They were in northern Jersey. I think they were on 50. They got hit from behind by a tractor trailer. And the big scandal now is the fact that the driver was very tired and sleep deprived and didn't notice that traffic was slowing down.
Yep.
Their limo flipped and it got all sorts of crazy, and Tracy Morgan got fucked up. This was Saturday morning, I think.
Yes.
Early Saturday morning.
Saturday.
Yeah, so a week ago.
7 vehicles involved and one guy died.
Yep.
Yeah.
The driver, Kevin Roper.
Yep.
He had not slept for 24 hours prior to the crash.
Which he says is a lie. He pleads not guilty.
Yeah. Walmart is a Walmart truck.
Yes.
Because the CEO of Walmart, good guy CEO of Walmart, immediately releases a statement where he says if Walmart is found to be at fault for this, the company will accept full responsibility for it.
I feel like he was
almost trying to help him by saying, you know, something happened with the scheduling or whatever.
Yeah.
And he was therefore not following the regulations for restfulness. I forget the phrase that they use, but that's a thing.
But it is regulated.
For truck drivers.
It is.
Yes.
Absolutely.
You can only, it's like doctors and nurses, you can only work a certain number of hours in a row before you can't work anymore because it's a matter of human safety.
Absolutely.
So he, went on Twitter and made an 11 tweet rant because damn that character limit, saying that he's not guilty. He's only being arrested because there was a famous person involved and he hit the wrong car. And that's why
he hit the wrong car.
Basically, he said, you know, my condolences. I'm so sorry. I wish it were me that died and not, you know, that other guy. But I was not high. I was not drunk. I was tested and I passed, you know, for all substances. I was clean, which is fine. Good for him. You know, that's good to know. He's like, but I was not sleep deprived and they're lying about that. And I don't know who started this rumor, but I'm not sleep deprived. And
well, then that's even worse.
Yeah. And he's like, and it's, this is only being brought up on a national level and I'm only in trouble because there was a famous person involved. So everyone knows about it because it made national news. So the police feel pressured to make an arrest because a famous person was involved. Not
that's
because you killed
bullshit.
A guy and almost killed six other cars full of people on a busy highway where other people could have come across this huge pile up.
That's just gross, the fact that he felt like he needed to say that kind of shit.
Yeah.
After causing something like that.
Is he even allowed to do that?
He
apparently
shouldn't be.
Yeah.
He shouldn't be. You're not supposed to talk about a case, right?
No, you don't. Well, it's also, I think it's part of the Miranda rights, too. Anything you say can be held against you.
So he shot himself in the foot.
Unless he was given full clearance to do this, because I know he's already been in court now and made his plea, but he...
Yeah,
you don't
he
go
was
out
released
and you don't, yeah.
on a $50,000 bond.
Yep.
And the judge told him, he said, you know, if you leave the town, you better fucking tell your lawyer. He needs to know exactly where you are.
Yep.
From the one picture that I had seen, it looked like he was wearing either a polo or a dress shirt. So at least there's that.
He's a respectable man.
I don't know why he feels like he needed to clarify
to say
that he wasn't tired.
Maybe the one thing, you know, I'm so sorry for, you know, this event, you know, condolences to the family. Fine. End it.
And that's
You're
it.
Done.
Exactly.
But he went on. He said, but let me clear some things up because these rumors are going to start and the police are pressured because a famous person was involved to make an arrest. Dude.
That's called vehicular manslaughter, vehicular assault, second degree murder. Like, dude, you got all these charges.
This is probably one of those guys who the first words out of his mouth were, I swear that limo came out of nowhere.
Probably. And I mean, if he's talking about how, you know, how he was sober, how he was alert, how the fuck do you hit someone then?
Yeah.
If you're paying attention, your job is to be a driver.
In that kind of car, that kind of vehicle, I see these guys in the huge 18-wheelers going around, cutting people off in lanes, riding all the way on the left when I'm pretty sure it's illegal for them to be in the left lane on the highway. Yeah, on the pike.
Yep.
Some of them just don't care. And what sucks is that some of them follow the rules very strictly and are very,
And they're very, they should be driving slow. Because you know what? Even if they stop fast or if they try to swerve, their whole thing is going to tip.
Oh, absolutely.
It's going to, whatever, fold in half. Whatever that huge, if they have cargo in there, like, you're
done.
That's
got weight. Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, and this kind of shit happens. I mean, think about how many times traffic's backed up because some fucking truck rolled over or any of that stuff. And then they feel it's okay to, or some of the drivers feel it's okay to be fucking around on the highway.
Yeah.
Because they're all high and mighty.
I watched a school bus today run a red light. Like, not just, sped up on a yellow,
what?
Like,
safe.
My light turned green, and then the school bus went through.
Were there children in it?
Yes.
Oh,
it was.
God.
It was leaving school. There was a street that's down the road from a middle school. I was in Millbury, and I was turning right, and my lane starts to go forward, and all of a sudden, guy in front of me hits his brakes, and I see the big yellow school bus barrel straight through.
That is ridiculous.
With Tracy Morgan, there's this report that came out the other day saying that his leg was going to be amputated because of the injuries he sustained. False.
False. Absolutely.
They have not released any official.
His leg has been, quote unquote, horribly destroyed, horribly broken.
Yeah.
But it's not.
Unless it's completely smashed into little bits. They usually try to put it back together, pin it, skin grafts. And then see, you know, if it all.
Did you see the initial report about them amputating his leg?
No, I didn't see that. No,
I want to see pictures.
They said No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
They said it came from a person who, quote unquote, worked at the hospital, and immediately that line came into question because it's like, okay, this came from someone that worked at a hospital. Most likely someone who is actually certified to work in the medical field. And there are HIPAA laws in place that prevent you from giving that information out.
And also, human decency. You'd like to think that some people, you know, while trying to save someone's life, because he's still fucked up. He's in
critical but stable condition, they said. Only one person has been released from the hospital so far.
Yeah, so I don't think the medical professionals who are dealing with him have the fucking time, really, to be talking shit like that.
At least he's still alive, though. I guess that's what counts.
And I hope that he has a speedy recovery, and my condolences for the families affected, because this is just fucked up.
And the other thing, too, is people are always pointing out, they're like, you know, someone died, but they don't, the media is not talking about him. It's like, no, the media is talking about him. They're acknowledging the fact that he died.
Oh, absolutely.
The thing about that, though, is we've got a celebrity that is known throughout the world that was involved in this. And unlike, you know, most of these massive accidents that happened, this one survived. And he's going to survive.
But not only that, I mean, in the headlines I've read, it does say, you know, fatal car accident involving, you know, Tracy Morgan. You know, they do mention in the headlines that it was fatal, one dead. It's not like they're burying that.
Right.
But I don't know.
It's
a fucked up situation. Again, we're recapping this. If you've listened to Talk Radio Meltdown, you've already heard us talk about it.
I guarantee you when we talk about it on Talk Radio Meltdown tomorrow night, Tracy Morgan almost died. Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, that's
it. By the time this airs, Casey Kasem will be running in the New York Marathon next year. Tracy Morgan will have robot legs.
Ooh. Why doesn't he just do that?
Man, a lot's going to happen in the next 3 days. I can't wait.
Action-packed.
Yeah.
It's action-packed.
And what else is going to happen? Oh, the Magic School Bus will now be live action.
Oh, Jesus.
Just like the Sonic the Hedgehog movie.
What?
Yeah, there's a live action Sonic the Hedgehog movie in production. Yeah, I don't either. I don't want to know.
What?
I don't want to know. They tried this once before. It was called Super Mario Brothers.
I love it.
Yeah, okay, you guys liked it. No one else did.
Fucking loved it. I loved that movie.
I'd rather watch Mortal Kombat Annihilation.
Wait, which movie?
Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah, live action.
Are you sure you're I might have misunderstood you.
Oh.
Which movie is terrible?
Super Mario Brothers.
Get bent.
Or as the title says, Bros with a period.
Bros.
How could you? Oh my, you know what? Okay.
It was amazing. You got
it. Was great.
The goo.
It was great.
Didn't Luigi or Mario just die recently?
Mario. Yeah. Mario. Luigi, are you kidding? If Luigi had died, I'd be like very upset. I love
John
him.
John Leguizamo?
Yes, I love him.
Who was he? Was he Tybalt in Romeo and Juliet?
He was one of them.
Yeah.
I don't remember who it was.
Do you remember our Romeo and Juliet movie?
Yeah. Isn't that where I jumped out your bedroom window?
You did.
And it's
yes.
Romeo plus Juliet.
Romeo plus Juliet.
There's a difference. They're doing math.
I almost want to end the show now with a talk show host by Radiohead. That was the song they would always play. Every time they showed Romeo walking through Verona Beach, that song would start playing.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that was a great movie, too.
That movie had an amazing sound. That movie defines the 90s. Everything about the 90s can be summed up in that movie.
There's a lot of other movies, too, though, that are...
Yeah, but
Clueless was iconic in my mind.
Oh, yeah.
When I think of the 90s.
Yeah. I mean, I think they did a good job of that because that was Baz Luhrmann. That was his whole thing. But it was, what, 96, 95, 96? And their whole thing was current version of Romeo and Juliet. The only thing that was remained from the Shakespeare times was the dialogue.
Yeah.
The actual presentation of the dialogue. Everything else, though, it's like capture the current era. And they did a really good job of doing that because I watched that movie.
90s is coming back.
Yeah.
As it should.
Yeah. These eras all come back.
Well, everything's going to come back, but the 90s is what's in right now. You have the dark clothing with daisies or sunflowers.
Yeah.
Which I love my sunflower dress. I love it. Love it. denim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The high-waisted denim and then the cutoffs and crop tops.
Yeah.
Platform shoes are coming back.
Like Spice Girls style.
Yep. With like the foam sandals and stuff.
Oh yeah.
Lots of glitter, especially in makeup. Revlon just brought back a whole bunch of their 90s colors, and you see people now with like dark lip liner, and a lot of times I've seen a lot of people now with really thin eyebrows.
Oh no, that was
the perm.
Yeah.
Like the weird curly 90s hair.
Yeah, 90s
There's a bit of the 70s coming back.
The one thing I want from the 90s to come back is the Dr. Seuss hats. That's early 90s.
The bucket hats are coming back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, like New Radicals? Like that guy?
Yes, yes. They actually have a whole bunch at Target. The bucket hats are coming back. The Canadian tuxedo is actually starting to be a thing again.
Oh, yeah.
No.
See, I like 70s culture, and I'm starting...
I like the 70s. 70s, they didn't wear bras.
There's a little bit of that kind of mixed in with what you're talking about.
Well, the 70s started to have a revival in the 90s. That's where they got, like, the bell-bottom jeans.
Yeah. Yep.
My parents thrived in the 70s. I mean, they were our age in the 70s.
But, like, ankle pants?
Yeah. But
that's coming back.
You know, my mother was a teenager in the 70s, and she's always commenting now how all the girls she sees have the same hairstyles. She always notices, like, the clothing I wear.
The Farrah Fawcett.
Yeah, exactly. And the clothing I wear, it's very simple. It's just, you know, it's just jeans and a t-shirt with something on. But she's just like, guys in the 70s looked like that all the time. The
guys in
you don't have
every
hair.
Decade look like that.
It's a fair point.
Yeah, not the 80s.
Men's fashion
the 80s
doesn't...
got a little scary.
No, just that... No.
That was cocaine.
See, that's the thing.
That was the
movies always have, like, the super stereotypical neon, plastic, pleather, ripped jeans, long hair. Like, the typical 80s style that you would see wasn't really worn by everyone.
If I think of 80s, like, normal male in the 80s, I think of Ferris Bueller.
Yeah, and that was still pretty much a t-shirt and jeans.
My mom was big in the 80s because she was born in 72, so 80s was when she thrived. and she would tell me what I consider to be horror stories about 80s fashion, the pants she'd wear, and how vertical her hair would be, and things like that. And it sounds scary, and I blame cocaine.
My parents have both pretty much had the same haircut since they were 10. I've seen pictures. My mom was apparently a dancer when she was little. But when my parents met, it was the 70s. My dad was born in 61. My mom was 62. So they met in high school. I think my dad was a senior or something like that.
Okay.
My mom was a junior. They went to different schools, but they worked at the same fashion retailer in a town. And they both got hired as salespeople. And then they started doing modeling for their catalog at this department store. So they have a bunch of pictures of them wearing like the long pleated skirt with boots and like a turtleneck, whatever, and stuff like that. My dad was in like the bell bottoms with like the really long collared shirt and stuff like that. He let his hair grow out a little bit, and he had like an almost afro thing.
Whoa.
And like a 70s mustache at one point. But I think that was the most like decade iconic that they got. Like, my mom, I mean, you can tell that my mom's wedding dress was probably from, like, the 80s, maybe the 90s, but it wasn't, like, gigantic, poofy shoulders with, like, that weird, stupid, fluffy head thing.
Fluffiness, yes.
It was nice, and it was simple, and it actually looks kind of like both of my grandmother's wedding dresses. Hmm. So it's kind of, like, you can tell it's, like, vintage, retro, or whatever, but you can't definitely say, oh, that was 1984.
Can't pinpoint it so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe the men, they had black pants, white jacket, and red ties, bow ties.
Oh.
And maybe the bridesmaids, big poofy sleeves, but that, it wasn't like,
nothing that you would see.
You wouldn't see it in a movie and be like, oh yeah, this is definitely, like, where's Molly Ringwald?
Yeah.
Oh, those.
But that's
decades.
Pretty much the haircut that my mom had was the Molly Ringwald.
Oh, all right, Molly Ringwald.
Yeah. So it still wasn't even that bad. I'm a '90s kid.
Speaking of Molly Ringwald, what color hair did she have?
Red.
I was going to say it was kind of orangish.
Yeah.
And coming up next is the orange room.
Nice. All right.
I was going to say she's a fire crotch.
Well, hey, we are recording this on a Wednesday night, though, and half an hour from now, because it's 8:35 right now, the red show would be on.
Oh.
So wait,
topical.
Why don't we get colors?
Because we're too cool for colors.
I want to be glitter.
We can be the glitter show.
I don't approve of any of these ideas.
Fuck you. It's glitter time.
All right. Let's be the plaid.
All right.
I don't know.
Plaid with glitter.
Anyway.
Time for...
Oh my god, that didn't work.
Shaddy Wampus.
The end.
I found on Reddit today, speaking of Ferris Bueller, September 24th, 1985.
I saw that, yes.
That was the day that was the day that the Cubs played against the Expos, which is the game that was occurring towards the end of Ferris Bueller. Yeah.
The more you know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Yeah, yo.
I got everything.
You got everything?
That's all I want to talk about tonight.
You got everything, Katie?
I think so. I'm busy now looking up the most 90s movies.
All right.
We will continue this discussion on Talk Radio Meltdown retroactively.
Retroactively.
It's
a time traveling episode.
It's like Inception.
No, it's time traveling. It's like Bill and Ted.
Oh. Never mind.
Okay.
Jesus. You'll probably hear about this on Talk Radio Meltdown.
In the past.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, all right. So.
Orange Room's up next.
Yes, listen to it.
Yep. Bye.
Okay, bye.